Also, there is a beautiful story of how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his last 12 years, he was so much immersed in the ecstasies of love of Krishna, in the mood of Sri Radharani, that sometimes in the middle of night he would just escape from his room, the Gambhira, and his devotees would be searching everywhere and everywhere for him, and they would find him in the most unparalleled forms of ecstatic love. One day they found him right at the Singhadwaram gate, right next to these lions, and there was a small herd of cows around him licking his body, and he was in an ecstasy like a tortoise, where all his limbs, his arms and his legs both disappeared and literally went into his body like a tortoise. And when the devotees saw him like this, such symptoms of ecstasy, that only one who has Mahabhava, the ecstasy of Sri Radharani's love, can possibly exhibit, they all began to chant very loudly the holy names. Still, his arms, his leg, and even his head, they were all withdrawn within his trunk, and he was not willing to come out. So in great desperation, with raised arms, they very loudly began to chant. But still, Mahaprabhu was in his mood of Kurmavatar and the ecstasy of separation from Sri Krishna. So they began to have a roaring kirtan, raising their arms. I was with Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, assisting them in their eternal lila. Why have you brought me to this place? And they all began to chant. Also, every year during the Ratha Yatra, at this place, the Singhadwaram gate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhara Pandit, Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Vakreshwar Pandit, Sri Ram, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, all the eternal associates would be eagerly and anxiously chanting and dancing right in the very spot we are now, waiting for Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra to appear. And it was here that they are brought and placed upon their carts. The deities here, for those of you who have gone in, are very large size. Mahato Mahiyan Anato Niyan. Krishna is larger than the largest, smaller than the smallest. He can be worshipped in the form of a little Shalagram or Govardhan Shila, no bigger than the size of your finger. Mahaprabhu worshipped the Govardhan Shila hardly bigger than his own thumb. And at other times he would worship Lord Jagannath, who is so big and so wide and so worshipable. So Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath would come out of the temple from the Singhadwaram gate, and they would be placed on their carts. And it was here that Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of all of Orissa, knowing that his position before the Supreme Lord is nothing but a menial servant, to teach us all that whatever our position is, however wealthy, however handsome, however powerful, however influential, we are all nothing but the menial servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Prataparudra would put on the cloth of a bhangi, street sweeper, and he would take a broom and accept the most humble position of sweeping the road before Lord Jagannath. Sri Jagannath Swami! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to meet with King Prataparudra because he was a worldly person. He was associating with a throne and a queen and so much wealth and so much power. Although King Prataparudra wanted so desperately to have audience with Mahaprabhu, he said, I cannot meet a worldly man, I am a sannyasi. But when he saw King Prataparudra in this very spot with a broom in his hand, humbly sweeping the street before Lord Jagannath, Mahaprabhu's heart melted. If we want to win the heart of the Lord, we have to take the most menial, humble service. We have to know we have no position except the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. We should be willing to sweep the dust from the feet of the Lord and his devotees. Because that dust, Narottam Das Thakur says, should be the sustenance of our life. Nithai Gaura Hari! Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Aditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. It was here that Maharaj Pratapa Rudra won the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his loving service to the Lord. So let us all offer our respectful obeisances to Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. It is the custom of this temple that people who are not born in the land of India, in the upper classes, are not allowed to go beyond the Singhadwaram gate. So those of you who qualify, later on you may go in and have the beautiful darshan of Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra. And the rest of us fallen souls, we will be very happy and content to offer our obeisances to the chakra. Because as Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were also considering themselves unfit to go into the temple. Haridas because he was born in a family of untouchables. Rupa and Sanatan because they became servants of untouchables. But they never wanted to disturb the traditions of the pujaris and the temples. So every day they would offer their heartfelt obeisances to the chakra on top of the temple, because it is to be considered that the chakra is none different than the murti inside. And when you worship and bow down to the chakra, you gain all the credit of worshiping the Lord within. So let us all, with great sincerity and humility, bow down before the Lord of the universe, Sri Jagannath Dev, Sri Subhadra Devi, and Sri Balaramji.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.